Miss Marple reflected with some nostalgia on how good her eyesight had been a few, well, not perhaps a few, years ago. From the vantage point of her garden, so admirably placed to see all that was going on in St. Mary Mead, how little had escaped her noticing eye. And with the help of her bird glasses, an interest in birds was so useful, she had been able to see. She broke off there and let her thoughts run back over the past. Anne Protheroe, in her summer frock, going along to the vicarage garden. And Colonel Protheroe, poor man. Very tiresome and unpleasant man, to be sure, but to be murdered like that. She shook her head and went on to thoughts of Griselda, the vicar's pretty young wife. Dear Griselda, such a faithful friend. A Christmas card every year. That attractive baby of hers was a strapping young man now, and with a very good job. Engineering, was it? He always had enjoyed taking his mechanical trains to pieces. Beyond the vicarage, there had been the stile and the field path, with Farmer Giles's cattle beyond in the meadows. But where now?